We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
And then I met Buck.
Hello, Chicago!
Afternoons on the Score.
Nick Senzel at the plate, right-handed batter. Friedl doesn't go. The pitch lined in the left center field for a base hit. It'll roll all the way to the wall. Friedl flying around the bases. Around third, he's coming home. No throw. Friedl scores. RBI double for Nick Senzel. It's now 8-3 Cincinnati here in the seventh.
Don't I sound good, Danny?
What a call by Zach Zaidman.
Yeah, man.
On the Cubs Radio Network.
That was from Sunday. I had so much fun in that booth. Like me and Zach and Ron Coomer. Rich Wyatt was the engineer that day. What a blast it was.
Can we just mark this moment in time?
Yeah.
3:29 p.m. on Thursday, June 1st.
Uh-huh.
I think Tanny made a mistake.
What? Aren't we supposed to talk about Zach doing play-by-play?
I don't think so. I don't think that's what's happening. I think he made a mistake.
I didn't think that happened.
I don't know. It's
good for morale, though. Like, when I can make a mistake and everyone around here is like, you know what? I can too. So sometimes it's by design.
You know what?
Oh,
you know?
An intentional mistake.
And then this guy over here is not in the room telling me about his diet and why he's not losing weight.
It's kind of like Mike Trout striking out with the bases loaded. Like, he's just throwing everybody else a bone.
Just remind people that it's possible. Yep. He is human too.
Hard job.
That was amazing.
Hard thing to do, everybody.
That should not be the highlight of my day. But here we are. Wow. Okay, well, that was a great job by Zach, who is a longtime play-by-play voice.
Yeah.
But you...
We like to joke about me being a big league play-by-play guy, but the truth is, Danny, I sort of am.
You sort of are. And it started the dream a long time ago, and then this show, and then spring training, and now here you are, and you've taken it to the next level. Tell people what's going on.
So, new podcast dropping today. Episode one is out. It's called The PBP for Play by Play. And I've been obsessed with the job and what it entails, especially over the last 3 years, because, as you know, I've done 12 innings stretched out over 12 games. Over the course of three seasons, which is a very natural way to enter the business, I think. But I've been obsessed with like how to try to be good at it, but also what makes a great one. Because you have to be technically sound. You've got to be calm and comfortable because we're hanging out for a few hours. And you have to be entertaining and expressive. And as I delved into it, I realized that the job has a lot more depth to it than I'd realized. Like artistic depth, creative depth, psychological depth, lots of facets to the job and the role that made me want to dive deeper. So now I have. So every episode, I'll talk for a little while about play-by-play and about a facet of it that I find interesting because it's the first thing I ever wanted to be. It's the very first thing I ever wanted to be. I wanted to be the person bringing baseball to life, I think for my older brother, truthfully, but then that became everybody, you know, because I grew up watching him listen to baseball games. And I was like, man, I kind of wish he was listening to me, you know. It's funny how those things happen, right?
That's a therapized thought, but that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
Ton of sense.
You know, so, and the pod is going to be me talking about an aspect of play-by-play and then talking to somebody who does it or did it. And does it really well. And luckily, since we've been in this business as long as we have, episode one is out today, and it's Joe Buck. And at the end of the episode, I'll tell you that episode two next week is Jason Benetti. You know, these are brilliant guys and practitioners of it who are also cool and conversational. And then there's a few more in the can and been working on getting more interviews lined up. And we'll do, I think, somewhere between 12 and 16 of them between now and the end of baseball season. Ryan Porth, our guy, is the producer of the show and is doing a great job. And I'm really psyched about it. It's fun to work on something that you're passionate about, as you know.
That's amazing. And like I said in the tease before the segment, it is already making news. It's been a long time since we've been talked about on Awful Announcing and the New York Post and all of those playing Barrett Sports Media. So good job by you.
It was time.
getting us out there. That's very much appreciated. Your first guest was Joe Buck.
Yeah.
And he, whether knowingly or unknowingly, you got him to give some legitimate news here.
You think you'll ever do baseball again? Do you want
Yeah, I think I will. I've never said that before, but I just feel like I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. So I think at some point I'll get the itch again. But it's not going to be – it would be local. You know, if doing a handful of games in St. Louis, doing a handful of games if we move to Denver, doing a handful of games in Minnesota, you know, who knows? But it's not going to be, hey, welcome to the World Series. This is my 25th. I'm done with that. That's enough.
So, and that was kind of the most we talked about it in the conversation, but I remember thinking, man, Buck grew up as a toddler crawling around the studio or the booth as his dad did Cardinals games. How could you not want to envision in your dotage, right? In your 60s or whatever, your 70s and beyond, doing what? 10, 20 Cardinals games a year? Like, wouldn't it be fun to just be able to drop in as a made guy and get a chance to do what you love to do?
Costas.
If you still love to do it. Costas, exactly right. Costas stopped doing everything in broadcasting, but the only thing he does every once in a while is some baseball play-by-play
MLB
for the
Network.
Most part.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. And you know, so he has his HBO show.
Oh, yeah, he still does.
His HBO show came
right.
back.
Whoa,
but
Max.
Oh, God. I don't know if I'm going to love
Remember,
that.
Brought to you by HBO.
It's not it's not HBO Max. It's Max, the place where you can watch HBO.
And this is 2 days in a row now for Danny with the Max thing. So it's almost intentional at this point. But if you notice that the Max advertising, and we love them, but here you hear ads for them. At the movies, there's a big trailer with Jason Momoa. And every time I hear... Going great, Max. Thanks for having me.
Every time. Every time.
That's right. And yes, texters, Tom Hamilton will join me, Max Spiegel, at some point on
Got
an episode
to.
Of the PBP.
Got to.
Yeah.
So people can find it on the Odyssey app.
Everywhere.
Going great, Max. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Tom. On the Odyssey app, but also on Apple Podcasts, wherever
Spotify,
you get your podcast.
Wherever you get your pods. The PBP.
The PBP. There's one more snippet of Buck you should hear. An awesome
story.
Want
to hear it.
Because I told him the story about me trying to talk to Jack Clark and Mickey Tettleton and these guys, Rob Deer at Fenway at batting practice one day. And I said to Jack Clark, I think I've told you this story.
Yeah.
We're like, hey, Jack, that's pretty cool. You guys hanging around, you know, talking and trying to hit homers at BP. That's pretty cool. And he looked at me and said, are we going to do this effing interview or what? Just blew up on me.
Incredible.
Which I thoroughly deserved.
Yeah.
And so I told that to Buck, and then he told this one about Ken Griffey.
I have had plenty of interesting interactions around the batting cage in my life. I had one with Ken Griffey Jr. and it does kind of relate to the local stuff, but he's taking batting practice, and you know, after every round, he's kind of get out and look at me and glare at me, and I could just feel that he was dying to say something to me. And then next round, he got out and he went up to my broadcast partner, Mike Shannon, who he knew, and he was kind of looking at me. And I basically, by the end of his round of his time in the batting cage, went up to him and was like, hi, Ken, I'm Joe Buck. And he goes, and I had done like the World Series a couple times. This is whenever he had just been with since made the move over to back to Cincinnati, his hometown. And he said, I got something I want to say to you. I was like, okay. I said, clearly I keep watching you look at me with this side eye glare. And he goes, my wife, she can't stand the Reds announcer. So she listens to the other team's games, their broadcast when we're playing on the road. And she was listening to you. And you said last night that it looks like I don't ever smile anymore. And that the best thing about Ken Griffey Jr. back in the day was the ear-to-ear grin and the hat backward and a guy who looked like he was having the time of his life. And you said, I don't smile anymore. Before I could answer, he goes, well, let me tell you why. If you get traded back to your hometown and everybody expects this and I've had death threats and I've had blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, okay. Isn't that kind of what I said, that you don't look like you're having fun anymore? And he goes, tonight I'm going to give you the biggest eating grin you've ever seen in your life. I was like, all right. And by the end we were talking and he was great. And so I go up to the booth, he's hitting third, now batting center fielder, Ken Griffey Jr. He leaves the on deck circle, I swear to God, takes two steps, stops, looks up to me, who he just met in the Cardinals TV broadcast booth, gives this ridiculous smile up to me, and then walks in and goes for his first at bat. I was like, that was the most odd, great thing that I've ever experienced.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good.
The ego, man. Like the fragility of a St. Louis TV play-by-play broadcaster quip. It upset his wife.
Yep.
So he had to settle the score.
It's human, man.
Yeah, no, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
To settle the score. And
Ken Griffey Jr.
And it wasn't until like, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm not happy. Yeah, good point.
Right.
Good point. I'm totally not happy.
Any of this, because I haven't listened to the Buck episode yet. It just came out today. Any of it inspired at all by Spiegel Idol? Like, are you talking about
100%.
Okay.
100%. What we did on Spiegel Idol, first of all, I don't get the gig unless you...
That's not what I... That's
know,
not why I brought it up.
But that's
that
true.
That is not why I brought it
but
up.
But that is true. Believe me. But no, I thought what we did with Spiegel Idol, where for anybody who doesn't know, the first five games, for each inning, we would bring people on. We had Buck on. We had Benetti on. We had Pat Hughes. And we had Boog Shambi.
Yes.
I would say it was fine.
There you go. and we tried to do it with Jim Brockmeyer, which continues to be a dream for this podcast.
What, oh, sure.
Right?
Yeah, so, that'd be great.
Hopefully, you know, Hank Azaria.
You put him on the podcast before you put him on the radio show?
No, that's up to us as a group.
I know where I'm voting.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I know where I would vote, too.
Well, that's another thing to be discussed, by the way, is like, what do we do? Like, I've got a couple great stories that people gave me that I'm sitting on, and like, we'll play them here, of course.
Of course we will.
We'll play them and promote the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. That's how it should work.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was a quick discussion.
Yeah, good. I'm glad we talked. about that. But yeah, man, Spiegel Idol, like, you remember Benetti? Remember how good Benetti was in that Spiegel Idol? It was a freaking masterclass.
Incredible.
So, yes, these conversations will absolutely serve for young play-by-play people, for aspiring students. We're going to hit up some schools, you know, and just let them know that this exists as a possible teaching tool to augment what they're doing.
Very absolutely. Cool. So that's kind of what I was saying. Is it like origin stories of the play-by-play broadcasters, like biographical, or is it about the act and art of play-by-play?
It is a love letter to the craft of doing it.
Very
how
cool.
How do you do it? What are the nuts and bolts of doing it? What is the special thing that you have to have in the booth and why? What's part of your prep you have to do and why?
Very cool.
Get them to tell us about moments. Buck tells us about a great moment from his dad's career. We went and pulled the call and put that in there, and he chose a couple of moments from his own career. We put that call in there because it's in partnership with MLB. So all the
and access to the audio.
Yeah, all the audio is going to be in there every week. So
very, very cool. Well, congrats, man.
Thanks, man.
On the new venture. Check it out, the PBP. It is a play-by-play podcast brought to you by a play-by-play voice talking to a play-by-play voice.
The PBP. I bring you the people who bring you the game.
Oh.
Hey. Huh?
That's, yeah.
A little too slick and cheesy.
A little wordy, but...
What was your Memorial Day sale?
But I host 1ST ampersand pod.
Somebody recommended to me that I put a seldom used punctuation mark in the title.
No.
Just to get it a little more searchable.
To make it tougher to find?
Well, that's the big question. Can you find it on the Odyssey app?
I'm sure you can.
Oh, boy, I hope so.
I'm sure you can.
Hold on.
And search my pod. Still can. It's all good.
But people listen to yours, though.
Yeah, it's actually doing pretty well.
First in pod.
Despite everyone's best efforts, it's actually doing pretty well. Shockingly. We have some crack slippers before Dave Wonstead, who is already in the building, coming up on the score.
Oh, I love Wani. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.